2018, this year was a killer. It took away Burt Reynolds, John McCain, and Mac Miller. Neil Simon, sad to say, he wrote his last play. One more fact of life is the death of Charlotte Ray. Now Joe Jackson, he finally beat it, just like his son Mike. Triple X Tentacion did nothing, I left on the mic. Pantera's Vinnie Paul, best drummer of all. Just like his brother Dimebag, he also answered the call. Anthony Bourdain will be cooking no more. The Comedy Store, lots of zoner, Pauly's mom, it's a shore. Should a beast to kill himself, or could someone do the pushing? Thank God we lost not one but two pushes. Stephen Botchko made some of the worst shows on TV. Stephen Hawking can cripple fuck R.I.P. Penny Marshall, William Goldman, Kid Porter, Stan Lee, Aretha Franklin, Robin Leach, Tab Hunter, Finney. These are just some of the famous people on the way to hell. You and I are still here, oh fucking well. That's right, that's right. Big April Podcast 113. It's the last one of the year, so let's just make the best of it, okay? I'm gonna really half-ass it. I'm sure most of you are gonna be drunk as fuck by the time you listen to this, so you're not gonna remember any of this. It didn't even happen. Everybody's so sad when celebrities die. Well, everybody dies. What, are these the only people that matter? A lot of people died in 2018, just like a lot of people died in 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, and on and on and on and on. People fucking die all the fucking time. In my opinion, not enough people. Too many people are being born, and not enough people are dying.
I know everybody's so sad when celebrities perish.
Especially the one that killed themselves. Or at least that's how it's reported. Personally, I don't think these 26, 28, 30-year-old people are killing themselves. They're getting killed. They upstage somebody, or they're not living up to their potential, so off they go. Well, let's get this thing in a low gear, shall we? Alright, 3, 2, 1, here we go! Alright, 2018 was so terrible! You've seen that post online. I'm so happy to not have been online very much throughout the holiday. Because there's nothing on there but depressing shit. Not only the news is depressing, but the shit you fucking assholes post is depressing. Mainly stuff about yourselves, your own pathetic, empty lives that nobody cares about. You think everybody cares about it, but nobody fucking cares. All right? Nobody fucking cares. Yet you run off at the mouth like everybody's supposed to be so interested in your non-life. And you fucking millennials, you kids, you people in your 20s, I'm talking to you especially. Why are you old people always picking us on us, on this generation, on us kids? You know why? Because you suck, all right? And nobody in your life tells you you suck. Your mom doesn't tell you. The internet doesn't tell you because you've created such a persona, such a flawless, perfect persona online that you think that's actually you. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. People like to create this persona online and they drag it with them as if that's who they really are in real life. But the truth comes out as soon as you enter a real-life situation, all right? We were at the Kings game a couple nights ago, and I know what you're going to say. You know, Phil, you've told this story already. Let me guess. A bunch of fucking chatty broads were sitting behind you, and they ruined the game. Well, kind of. This is a different Kings game. This is the one on December 27th, right after Christmas break. You know, the NHL has a few days off for Christmas break. Everybody's back on the 27th. So we're at Staples Center. It's a Thursday night, all right? Not the most packed night, not the most packed house. And, you know, not against the best team in the NHL. Certainly the Kings are not the best team in the NHL. As a matter of fact, they were much worse than Arizona. But they're on a small winning streak, so I think, all right, let's go see them live, and let's get some decent seats. Because usually sit up in the nosebleeds, and that's where a lot of these chatty broads are and people that don't have any hips. Okay, let's sit in the premier section. Never been to Staples. This is the section. It's the second row, basically. The seats are real cushy. They're right above the front. You can see just over the glass, and yet you're still close enough to the ice. You can hear the players chatter. You can see the names on the jerseys. You know who everybody is. And we were sitting in row one, all right? Should have been the best seat in the fucking house, really. Cushy seats, you know, you don't have to get up. People bring shit to you. All right. Sounds great, right? Well, it was great, right? You know, until about 5 minutes into the game, then sitting behind us is two dudes and a chick. Now, the one dude and the girl weren't even talking that much, but the main guy, this fucking pansy, running off his mouth about anything except the fucking game. They were not there to see the game. They were there to post a bunch of pictures online. This is my other gripe with you fucking millennials. Your whole life revolves around what you post online. God forbid you actually take in the experience and remember anything from it or even want to be there. Clearly, they did not buy these seats. They got them from somebody, or somebody gave it to them. Somebody at work or something said, hey, man, I got season seats of the game. I can't sell them the money. Here, just take them. And they gave them to people that absolutely did not deserve them, had no idea what was going on in front of them. All they were doing was talking, looking at their phone, taking pictures of themselves, talking about everything except what's going on in the game. The only thing close to mentioning the game is they kept calling one of the players Larry for some reason. Nobody was named Larry. Nobody's close to being named Larry. I guess it's some inside joke that we were all supposed to get because the guy certainly said it loud enough. As a matter of fact, that was his whole act. He was talking so loud that we're all supposed to be impressed with this show that you're putting on. No, I'm here to watch the fucking hockey game, not to hear some fucking 25-year-old faggot running off of the mouth. This guy was some pussy Chicano with some fucking bandana around, like he's some kind of gangster. It looked like it was some Pokemon thing or something. Like, I don't know. It wasn't some gang colors or anything. It was something really fruity. All right. And this guy was talking about hair salons and joking about this chick being his baby mama and how tough he was. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I got into so many rumbles when I was a kid. Yeah. How many times you were at the bottom of a pile? You couldn't whoop anybody's ass, you little bitch. And I'm not trying to get thrown out of the Staples Center or be the spectacle in the first row. I really wanted to punch this guy. I got these seats specifically so I don't have to listen to the riffraff that usually sits upstairs. That's why I bought these fucking seats, and they were awesome until these fucking bunch of pussies came in and sat down. Not once did they even pay attention to what was going on, except right until the last minute of the game. Then the second dude turned to the main faggot and said, "Hey man, you don't even know what's going on here, do you?" Which we all knew, by the way. He had no idea what was going on. The main guy says, "Well, the Kings are barely winning. It's 2-1. Barely winning. This is a hockey game. Goals are very hard to come by. They're lucky to be ahead 2-1. And that was actually the final score, 2-1. The Kings got the win. But who the fuck goes to a hockey game and says, "Oh, the Kings are barely winning," except some dumb broad who isn't paying attention. In this case, some dumb guy that isn't paying attention. And that's yet another one of my gripes with you millennials. You're so afraid to identify as a male, as a man. I'm a man. I'm going to sit here and watch this fucking hockey game. That's why I came to the Staples Center. That's why I traveled down here, sitting in these good seats. I should cheer on at least one of the teams that are on the ice. I don't even care if, that's my thing. If you're loud, but at least rooting for somebody on the ice, I could look the other way. If you're cursing out one player in particular, at least you're paying attention to the game. This fucking douchebag was talking about, again, he was talking about hair salon and, fights he pretended to be in and, kept saying fuck all the time. Oh, we're so impressive. He's saying fuck. I remember at the Staples Center, there used to be a PA announcement that would come on and say, "Listen, behave your fucking selves or we're going to throw you out of here." Whatever happened to that? We got there early. I never heard an announcement like that. I never heard it because, again, we're so afraid. I guess they're so afraid to get a bad Yelp review or something. That they have to coddle to these pussy fucking bitches. Fuck that shit. We should be allowed to punch these assholes in the face. That's what you used to do when fans were up new. If you have some drunk running off his mouth behind you, you fucking punch his lights out. Maybe you get thrown out, maybe you don't. Usually it's the drunk that started the whole thing that gets thrown out. But I've had it with you pussy ass dudes. And that's all it is now. More often than not, when it's guys and chicks sitting down, it's the guys doing all the fucking yapping. They're pretending they're the women. They've assumed the role of, again, they can't identify with the male gender because they've been told their whole childhood by their mom, by the internet, by the media, toxic masculinity, non-gender binary horseshit, blah, blah, blah. They're beat to the in the head with all that stuff. So that's what they think. They act like fucking women. They act like fucking women, and you fucking pussies ruined the fucking game, which should have been a great fucking time. You fucking asshole fucked it up. And we shouldn't have to fucking put up with this anymore. We should be allowed to fucking kick them in the fucking teeth. Or at least tell them to shut the fuck up. Tired of this shit.
Every fucking sporting event now has you pussy-ass dudes that can't act like men who are there for any other reason but to watch a fucking game. You should all die. You should be thrown over the side. You know, unfortunately, we were so close to the floor, he wouldn't have died if I threw him over the side. They wouldn't even let us put a beer up on the fucking shelf in front of us. Because, of course, they're so afraid of it falling and somebody will slip and they'll sue. You know, they're afraid of lawsuits and bad reviews online. So they have to coddle to all the assholes. You know, they'll give a shit about the rest of us who came there to actually watch the fucking game. You know, so they're so used to the basketball crowd. They're used to people going there and kissing LeBron James' ass and not even paying attention. They're just sit there taking pictures of LeBron James and posting them online. Not watching the game. That's what it was at this game, except they weren't even taking, they took no pictures of anything on the ice. Nothing. They took pictures of, they took selfies. They took pictures of each other holding beer, you know, flipping off the camera, all kinds of other cute bullshit that 12-year-olds do. They were not watching the fucking game, and I've had enough of this. Had enough! Had the fuck enough! And yes, I am writing to Staples Center and fucking complaining. This shit needs to stop. People like that should not be allowed in the good seats. They should be allowed in the last two rows upstairs, and that's it. If you're under 30, fuck you, that's where you're sitting. Unless you could prove, there should be a test when you come into the gate. You should know at least three players' names on the fucking team. If you can't, out you go. All right? Give me that test. I'll nail it in 2 seconds. Quick, Doughty, Kopitar. There you go. You know, these people have ruined every public gathering. You know, that's why going to the movies sucks. Same thing. People don't want to be behaving there. They don't want to be quiet. They got their phone on. You always see some glowing light everywhere in the fucking theater. People are filming the movie. People are talking about all kinds of other shit, throwing popcorn, acting like fucking children. You know, I expect children to act like children, not 20-something-year-olds acting like fucking children. Used to be proud to be an adult when you turned 18. Now you get, hey, I get to act more like a fucking kid than ever before. I get to talk and ruin everybody's good fucking time. I've absolutely had the fuck enough of this. If anything needs a change in 2019, it's this fucking shit. People need to learn how to fucking behave. That means no talking during the movies, no talking during a fucking game, no bringing your fucking dogs every fucking where. No bringing pets on the airplane. No bringing crying children every fucking where. And having strollers with 4 or 5 fucking kids. Stop having so many fucking kids! Stop it! Because you're all going to be fucking retards like you! I mean, this is why the Maury Show is still on in 2018. 20 years of, I don't know who the baby daddy is. Now that's acceptable. It should not be acceptable. In this day and age, if you don't know who your baby daddy is, you should kill yourself while you're fucking pregnant. Do us a favor, please. Save the rest of the world from your stupidity and any future stupidity from your demon offspring. I don't know who the baby daddy is. And all this bad grammar is all fine and daddy. Oh, it's so cute now. All you white people are saying it. When white people say anything, it's not cool anymore. Stop saying it. Well, now that whitey is saying baby daddy, maybe we should go back to saying my son's father. All right? That's another thing. Stop being so proud of bad grammar, all right? I don't care who's saying it. I don't care what race started it. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm sick of it. And you really look stupid online when you misspell words, whether it's intentional or not. No punctuation. I mean, did you go to school? Didn't they have English class? It's sad that we even need English class in a country that speaks English, supposedly. Well, what the fuck? Why are we so now proud to be stupid? We're proud to be stupid. We're proud to pretend we're another gender. And nobody sees anything wrong with it. I do. Does anybody listen to me? Nope. Of course not. I'm just talking to my fucking self here. Yakety yakety yak, blah, 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 blah. Going right in one ear and out the other. Meanwhile, you can recite every passage in the Bible. That fucking ancient mind control technique. But you can't remember where to put a comma and where to put a period and where to capitalize a fucking word. Or how to drive a car. You know, the car companies are racing, they're scrambling to find self-driving technology because they know we're stupid, we're ignorant, and we're unable to do something that this country has done for over 100 years, which is drive a car. All right? And we have cars that could parallel park. We almost have cars that can fucking drive. They just haven't perfected it yet. Nor will they ever. But we're now taking away all the responsibility from people
And now if the car crashes, well, it's the fault of the car or the car company, right? That's the whole idea, is to absolve us from any responsibility whatso-fucking-ever.
Not my fault. Not my fault the car crashed while I was on Facebook.
Oh, God. You know, you can make this shit as illegal as you want. People are still going to text or look on Facebook or look on Twitter or whatever they're doing on their phone. They're still going to drink and drive. Every fucking law has proved meaningless other than putting a few people in jail. Otherwise, it's a fucking waste of time and money. You know what you do? You develop technology. If you go to Facebook or some social media while you're driving, you get an electric shock, all right? You get enough of those, people will stop fucking doing it. That's what they need to do. It works on pets. Let's do that with fucking people. If you can't help being on fucking social media while you drive, that'll fucking learn you. You know, people are clearly not afraid of being pulled over because they're still running red lights. Or worse yet, they're sitting at the green light. It's the most common one. And they have no idea why you're honking your horn. And you pussies, you are afraid to honk at these people. I fucking lay on the horn. As soon as that shit turns green and they're still sitting there a second later, beep. Move. Move, you fucking cunt. You don't need to be on Instagram right now. It'll be still be there when you get home.
But everybody has to, you have to know how many likes your doggy picture got.
Everybody's life revolves around other people liking their shit. You know, your own family, your own friends don't fucking like you anymore. Because you've turned into this thing, this robot. That must have social media at all times. You're standing in the middle of the sidewalk, not moving, because you're staring at your phone. And what are you looking at? A book? Are you reading the news? No. You're looking at the like column on Instagram to see how many pictures your kitty cat picture's got. I hate it. I hate it right now. You know, we always wonder why the old people hate the younger generation. Now I understand. I completely understand. I am now siding with the old people, all right? I am now with you. I am an old fart now. Glad to join the club and shit on all these young retards that don't know how to fucking behave. All right? And I don't care about kids skating on the sidewalk. I used to be the old people griper. Oh, these goddamn kids with their skateboards. Now it's these goddamn kids with their scooters running, you know, mowing people down on the sidewalk. You ever see one of these motherfuckers try to do tricks on one of those scooters? Like a bunch of people are standing waiting for the crosswalk light, and here comes hipster. He's got to jump the curb on one of them scooters. Oh, that's so impressive. Yeah, they got to put a show for the crowd. I love when they eat it, when they do that. And a lot of times I do. That thing wasn't made to do tricks. Those little pieces of shit made in China. They're just made you to go on a straight line from A to B. And, you know, a lot of you fuckers can't even manage that. I'm going to do tricks on my e-scooter. You couldn't be more of a fucking douchebag, all right? You trying to win it? Are they giving a douchebag of the year award away now? Is that why there's so much competition to be the top douchebag? Or will they just give out participation trophies to everybody? That's probably it. Well, as I said earlier, I pretty much stayed away from the internet, didn't look at any news, don't really know or, quite frankly, care what's going on. Thus, I'm enjoying my holiday. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll pick up a good old newspaper like us old people like to do, and I can see what's going on myself without relying on the internet. Or wait, can I? A suspected malware computer virus from outside the United States prevented the Los Angeles Times from publishing many of its Saturday print editions. Oh my God! An attack that similarly crippled other newspapers across the country, the Times said. By the way, I'm looking at the CBS Los Angeles website for that. They're supposed to have a video of this story. When you click on it, all it says is "this just in," and that's it. You ever notice how inept the mainstream media's websites are when it comes to posting video? It's always fucked up. It never runs smoothly. Usually half the time the shit isn't even there. Now all it says is "this just in" and there's no story attached to it. So I'm just reading the printed version of it. The newspaper, The Times, reported in its online edition, well, if you're looking at the online edition, why the fuck do you need the newspaper? You know, the newspaper, which gives you yesterday's news. If this isn't any indication that we don't need newspapers anymore, that this really isn't that big of a deal. Well, sure, the 100 old people that still read the paper must be pissed off. Too bad they can't get online and voice their complaints. Let's see. The San Diego Union-Tribune was unable to make Saturday deliveries of its print edition. Oh my goodness. How are the poor San Diegans going to get their dues? And the Southern California editions of the Wall Street Journal and New York Times are also affected. Well, again, where else am I going to get their content? I wish there was some kind of technology where I could just look at a screen and it's all right there as it happens. That'll never happen, though, will it? The Times said the company is investigating whether the computer problems were the result of a cyber attack by a third party, or just using software from the IBM days in the 80s. Maybe that's it. The Times said the issue, which apparently began late Thursday night, was first detected Friday. Technology teams made significant progress in fixing the problem. Anybody else find that funny? We need technology teams to keep the newspaper running. But were unable to clear all systems before press time. In an update Saturday afternoon, the paper said that all publications within the Times' former parent company, Tribune Publishing, had problems with print production Saturday. Tribune Publishing sold the Times and the San Diego Union to Los Angeles biotech billionaire Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong. Oh my God. Again, why do we need the newspaper? I don't know. The LA Times said that readers could access the Saturday edition online via the digital edition. Well, don't count on that. Don't count on people that still read the paper to find it online, all right? Ain't gonna happen. We apologize to our customers for this inconvenience. Well, you should be apologizing for your poor reporting and your obvious liberal bias, but that ain't gonna happen. Thank you for your patience and support as we respond to this ongoing matter. Now, did the Chinese hack newspapers about 5 years ago? Are they doing it again? And doesn't anybody care? Didn't matter then, and it really doesn't matter now, okay? They've already got everybody's credit card information. Certainly, a hacking of the Times is the least of my fucking concerns. You know, my mom, God bless her, she still gets the newspaper. Not the LA Times, though. She hates that liberal rag. She gets the Daily News. Yeah, much better. It's the Valley newspaper, for those who don't know. And she still complains they throw in the sprinklers. Like 40 years ago and today, same old shit, isn't it? Well, staying with local news, one of our news anchors died recently. I've never heard of this guy, Chris Burrows. Anybody knows who this is? He was on Channel 5. Not only he was on the weekend news, he was on the weekend morning news.
She chunk.
Yeah, he was one of those guys.
That's sour.
Exactly. I've never heard of him. He was found in a Glendale motel room.
So,
I'm sure we can all fill in the blanks there. But let's go to Channel 9 and see what they have to say.
There's new information about the sudden death of local television news anchor Chris Burrows. Burrows was found unresponsive inside a room at a Days Inn in Glendale Thursday afternoon. Police say a friend called 911 and told dispatchers he may have overdosed.
There
Burrows
we go.
Was taken to the hospital
Who'd
where
he piss off?
Died. Burrows' colleagues at KTLA are devastated by his shocking death.
Sure they are.
If there was one thing that he did, he loved his family so much.
Yeah.
He loved that little girl, and he was a great dad.
That kid is so
not
that his.
I Isabella will hear this, but I hope she knows.
Doesn't look anything
much.
Like him.
He loved her.
Chris Burrows was 43 years old. He was raised in California, graduated from Chapman University, and anchored the weekend morning news for KTLA.
The weekend morning news. How did I miss that? Well, you know what? They have his last broadcast. It's on the 27th on the morning news. I guess he was filling in for whoever the weekday anchor is, because that's what you do when you're a weekend guy. You fill in for whoever's sick or pregnant or just didn't feel like coming in. Hungover. Now, here he is. I'm sure he's just fucking brilliant. And I'm so sorry that I missed
him. I'm Christina Pascucci.
I'm Chris Burrows. Good to have you along in for Chris Shelby. You got your answer. You asked who is watching at 4:30 in the morning. Rio Lewis is watching.
So he's holding up a phone, and the chick next to him is holding up a phone. People are now doing the news while looking at their phones.
And he's real. Rio Lewis.
There should be no more morning news.
Oh, Rio. R-I-O. Yeah, it's more like the casino, less like...
Yeah, we're so sorry he's gone. And whoever the other male anchor is, he's another Itzawa.
Itzawa.
Gee, thanks. Thanks for that uplifting report.
Itzawa.
Two you assholes actually are holding your phones to your face while doing the quote, news, unquote.
That's sour.
Another guy who OD'd, huh? Wonder what the real reason was.
So,
you're so sorry to see him go. He probably had a an office pool. Say, is this fucker gonna kick off or what?
That's sour.
Who is this guy? Where'd he come from? Apparently, he was a an anchor at Bakersfield and Sacramento. Yeah, all the big markets. There was the weekend guy here. Well, strive to be the best, there, buddy.
She chunk.
Jesus, these morning shows. I don't get it. Who watches this shit? Fucking bored housewife. They just like to listen to four people ramble on. These are the same people that sat behind me at the game. Blah, 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 blah. Look at this tweet. Look at this tweet. Look at this tweet. It's exactly who it was.
Abby is a thick girl.
Well, let's move on to actual news, kind of. And what's going on in New York City? Because anytime anything happens there, we all have to be alerted about it. Because New York is so fucking wonderful that it affects all of our lives. Let's start. There was some kind of power outage there, and the transformer explosion could be seen for miles, and the sky was cloudy, and there was a blue light in the sky. And of course, that led to panic, fear, panic, fear, panic, fear. Suck my dick.
New York's major utility company is investigating an explosion at a power substation that lit up both the night sky and Twitter.
Yes, the news loves to mention Twitter. They're so hip and edgy.
And even some panic last night.
Panic!
It was caused by
panic!
A former explosion.
New Yorkers panic. Hey, we're tough. We don't panic over here.
Mystery fueled wild speculation on light. Online. Michelle, good morning.
We're getting attacked. We're always getting attacked because we're New York and we're so envied. Everybody's jealous of New York. No, your shitty fucking substation blew up.
Mysterious blue illumination scared many people while
scared.
Lighting up.
I thought you New Yorkers were tough. What are you scared of?
It's not supposed to look like that in the night sky.
The New York City skyline was mysteriously illuminated last night.
Illuminati?
Looks like the end of the world or something.
I wish it was.
Glowing shade of blue.
What is that?
What is that? I don't know what that is. Could you figure that out? There ain't no power station over there, is there?
Confused panic.
Confused panic. That's New York for you.
Heard like boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom over here. I got scared. I thought you were New York. I thought you were tough. What are you scared of, you pussy?
Answers.
It's like an alien attack.
It looked like a UFO coming from the sky.
How do you know what a UFO looks like?
But the explanation for this blue light mystery.
The transformer exploded. All right, there you go.
Energy company Con Edison's a story of.
I love how they're called Con Edison, by the way.
Fire causing power outages and transportation.
New Yorkers are used to power outages. We're tough.
Flights at LaGuardia.
Well, like LaGuardia is enough of a pain in the ass. Now the power's out too.
5 minutes.
What's going on? Panic, fear, panic, fear, panic, fear. Suck my dick.
Planes could see the glowing blue lights from the sky and on the ground as planes waited to take off.
It's insane and it's pulsating.
Flights are back in the
Yo,
air.
Yo, mama's pulsating.
Power has been restored and the mystery has been solved.
Honey, check the news.
Still,
check the dudes.
Many were left in awe.
What is that blue light in the sky?
I don't know.
Look, it's off.
It's off. It's off now. You can stop panicking now. It's off. You know, New Yorkers are the dumbest motherfuckers on the planet. How are we so envious of this place? Why is anybody... Everywhere you go, you see somebody wearing some kind of New York apparel, right? Yankees hat, some shirt that says New York on it. New Yorkers are tough. I saw some Asian guy wear something like that around Staples Center the other day. New Yorkers are tough, yeah? These motherfuckers sound tough? Oh my God, what is that? I'm scared! You ever see lightning hit one of those places? And you see a big blue glow for a little while? That's what that was. Except on a much grander scale, alright? You know, these power systems are decades old. They're fucking outdated. They need to be replaced. The goddamn thing just blew up. I mean, doesn't the power go out in New York every other week anyway? Who cares? Panic, fear, panic, fear, panic, fear. Hey, suck my dick! New York. A shithole. Of course, we get the New Year's Rockin' Eve every year. Yeah, again, my life is so empty, I have to sit and watch on television the New Year's celebration in Times Square. And then, of course, they always have to tell us, well, there's no credible terrorist threat, but we're going to have even more cameras and more security and more cops, and then we're going to have drones flying over you. Yeah, so if something falls on your head, hey, it's just one of our drones malfunctioning. Hey, you're tough. You're New Yorkers. You can handle it, you asshole. Fuck New York. Now, speaking of which, Jimmy Kimmel, who I've never thought in a million years has ever been funny, no matter what he does, and I have no idea why that talk show of his is still on TV or who even watches it. He has this dumb bit about the LA versus New York rivalry, which there isn't really. All right. You know, this is in the 90s with East Coast versus West Coast anymore. Nobody cares. But he did shows recently from New York. And of course, he interviewed a bunch of Goombas on the street there about what's wrong with Los Angeles. Like they've ever been here and they know anything about here other than the stupid shit they see at DMZ. Or if they're watching a ball game from here, you know, the shots of the Hollywood sign and the Santa Monica Pier and the usual shit you always see. But you the first thing you hear, people are always fake out there. That's a fake. Fake how? By the way, a lot of the assholes here are people that moved here from New York. Who do you think runs the entertainment industry? All you fuckers are from New York. All right? And I'm sure this bit centers around the New Yorkers and favors the New Yorkers, as most of the writers of this show are New York Jews, right? As are the writers of most shows on television. Let's face it. Let's not be ignorant and act like that's not what's happening, all right? And this Jimmy Kimmel, he's just reading, so he has no say in any of this, but let's hear this wonderful and I'm sure hilarious bit.
As I mentioned, we were just in Brooklyn.
His voice is getting higher and higher, you noticed?
New York and Los Angeles.
The Illuminati has made him really skinny and made him sound really fruity.
So we went coast to coast and asked people from each city to tell us the worst thing.
As ignorant boobs who don't know anything about the other city.
This is what we were told.
Here's the heavily produced graphic.
What is the worst thing about New York?
All the assholes.
You know, they're not as nice as they are in New York. It's kind of like a common misconception.
This guy's a man, by the way.
LA people are nice, but really, like, they're kind of.
Have you ever been there? No.
New York? The big ass riots.
What's the worst thing about people in LA?
Fake butts, fake boobs, fake lips, fake faces.
Yeah, everybody in LA has fake butts and fake boobs. Not just the actresses, right?
What is the worst thing about New York?
The rude ass people. Oh, I'm sorry. Crossing the street.
What don't you like about people from LA?
How they drag their words.
At least we're not gay. Like, yeah.
A New Yorker.
Go around the block and get you a hoagie.
Can you do an impression of a New Yorker?
See what I mean? They make us sound stupid.
I'm working here.
Oh my God.
Nobody interviewed me. I would have laid
like
it out.
$5 Chia Bowl, Nexus Soul Cycle, and oh my God, Gwyneth Paltrow is having a pop up. Let's go. This is a perfect Sunday.
Says that.
That's
stupid.
That's what I hear all the time, but I'm in LA.
You're never in LA. Shut up. Nobody ever says that, you dumb cunt.
I was at that new brunch place on the Bray, and they're trying to charge like $18 for avocado toast, dude. It's crazy.
What is the worst thing about New York?
The worst thing about New York is the weather, for sure.
You have to keep your guns inside, huh?
Yeah.
It's not tank top weather.
No. Sun's out, guns out.
This guy's in a tank top. Clearly not a local.
What's the worst thing
about LA? Weather, maybe? I don't keep up
the
on
the nice weather?
I don't know. I don't look
that. No one's ever said that.
I mean, I don't know anything about Los Angeles.
At least he admits it.
To know is
at least he admits he doesn't know anything about Los Angeles. Not like the rest
weather.
Of those dumbasses.
I mean,
out of here.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that was so side-splittingly funny. I need a moment to collect myself. Holy shit. Makes fucking Jimmy Fallon seem tolerable. Well, that was hilarious. And by the way, you could tell easily that the people from Los Angeles, talk about the people in New York, were clearly not from Los Angeles. They're all a bunch of tourists. You know, it looks like they went up to City Walk or, you know, Melrose, or, you know, a place tourists hang out at all the time. Especially the last guy. The last guy was decked out in a tank top, which nobody in fucking LA wears, unless there's some dumb tourist who thinks it's going to be 85 degrees every day in December. I'm going to go out there in a tank top and short. Yeah. Oh, fuck that shit. Interview local people. Go to a fucking dive bar somewhere. You know? Interview me. I'll tell you about New York. I've been to New York enough times. It sucks. The weather sucks. The garbage sucks. It smells like pee everywhere. And the people are rude pieces of shit. That's fucking true. Not everybody, of course. There's always exceptions to the rule, but that's what I think of when I think of it. And shitty weather, too. Don't even think of going there in the fucking winter. All right? I remember trying to, you know, having to get out of the city and go back to Newark to the airport in the sleet. It was enough for me for New York. And plus, you know, the flights are always delayed getting out of there because the airport sucks there, you know? All of them suck. Newark sucks. LaGuardia sucks. Kennedy sucks. Pick your poison. You're going to be delayed no matter which one you pick, all right? Newark is probably the most tolerable out of the three of those. And you've seen enough videos on the New York subways of people acting up and their crowd is, who the fuck would want to live like that? But again, did they interview locals here about New York? No, they interviewed some tourist dipshits who didn't know anything. We don't know anything about LA or New York. All right. Interview Tom Likas. Interview somebody who used to be from New York, has lived in Los Angeles long enough to embrace Los Angeles and California and the West Coast. And wouldn't think of going back to New York. Don't interview these people who really have no say in it just to get enough people on your bit. Clearly, nobody wanted to be on this piece of shit. Jimmy Kimmel. God, that was tough to watch. All these late night hosts. How do you guys watch this shit? They haven't changed the formula in over 50 years. The same old shit. Stupid monologue. Lame ass bit. Stupid first guest. Maybe another lame ass bit. Stupid second guest. Awful music. The end. All these guys, which one of these guys are funny and why do you still watch them? I can't get past the, you know, 30 second clips at the gas station on the little TVs they show there. Conan O'Brien, he's not funny. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, none of these guys are fucking funny. Fucking Stephen Colbert is terrible. I used to love his old Comedy Central show. His CBS show is awful. All right. Awful. Of course, they don't allow any kind of creative content on there. You just do what you're told. You read the teleprompter. You do the same old shit everybody else fucking does. And now there's extra Trump whining to boot. Fucking hilarious. All these guys. Are any of them funny? Here's Jimmy Fallon's last monologue before going on the holiday break. If you could find one laugh in there, I will pay you $50. I think I'm hanging on to my 50 bucks.
Guys, Christmas is just 5 days away.
His voice just makes me nauseous. It's just devoid of personality or humor or anything.
Journey around the world. Yeah. Not to be outdone, Facebook has a tracker where you can steal Santa's social security number. Isn't that nice? It's not the Spotify playlist.
He has an announcer like Andy Richter, kind of guy like that, fat guy, just laughs all his jokes. I guess Questlove wasn't doing it enough.
Close Toys R Us is like, how you like me now? How you like it?
Now get that laugh track going, folks.
Well, I heard that a popular gift this year are those personal DNA testing kits. You know, they're pretty cool. You send in your sample, and then after a few weeks, you get a letter back that says, sir, that cup was for saliva. And you go,
indeed. I did not know we wanted to do this.
This goes on for 8 minutes, folks.
Stool sample. A semen sample and a urine sample.
Oh, and what did you send them?
My underwear.
Guys,
I'm hearing the same laugh track being played all the time. 80s sitcom laughs still being used.
Physical mail nowadays. A lot of people still send holiday greeting cards, including celebrities.
Really? Really? We sent greeting cards at Christmas? I had no idea.
For example, Seth Rogen wrote, "Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree." You open it up and says, "You're not the only thing I'm lighting tonight." Isn't that nice?
I get it, because Seth Rogen smokes weed.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote, "It's time for my favorite holiday tradition." You open it up and says, "Chugging eggnog through a funnel." Wow. Attorney Michael Cohen wrote, "Last Christmas, I gave you my
Michael
heart.
Cohen probably doesn't celebrate Christmas,
only because
genius.
I was acting under direct orders from Individual One.
Wow. Found an old English one.
And finally,
oh my
Cardi
God.
B wrote, "It's beginning to look a lot like you." Open up, says, "Oh, Christmas." There you go. So much better than a
snowball. Yes, we love Cardi B so much.
Yeah. You can tell, care when
I guys, I saw
oh,
that.
Oh, God. The banter with the sidekick. They still need that.
Where he'll have his annual Christmas party.
We already know you suck. Now they have another guy that sucks next to you.
Is Feliz Navidad.
What was funny? What did I miss?
Can we put a wall?
I don't get it. That is the fakest laugh I've ever heard.
can't see the DJ.
That's right out of Two and a Half Men.
It's a big story. Trump wants to go against his advisors and pull.
Oh, yeah, go for the Trump material. Very edgy shit.
I'm sure Trump should be making this decision because he thinks Siri is the voice on his iPhone. He's like, Syria, build me a border wall.
Okay, no need to pile on to a lame joke with an even lamer joke.
Of course, Trump is always in the news, and sometimes he's saying some pretty questionable things.
Really? While we can't is Trump always in the news? I had no idea watching you guys.
How he looks when he says it. I'll show you what I mean. It's time for Trump filters. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. This will go well with the kids because they love playing with those filters, right?
There's nothing illegal.
All right, we'll get to that in a second.
But wait a minute. I mean, when you tell me I'm at 50%,
they put Snapchat ears on it. That's so fucking funny.
What do you say to a
kid? Oh, more Snapchat shit. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That's so cool. You guys are so hip and edgy.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he'd like to get married again someday. Yeah, it's very interesting. When you see Putin on Tinder and try to swipe left, your phone says, try again.
It's the same laugh they played before.
Think about it.
They're really trying to cover up the sounds of the crickets in the studio.
An aquarium in California tweeted a picture of a sea.
Oh, he's going to do the chonk story.
Memes about its weight. And then a local news anchor decided to read the memes on air. It was just a little awkward. Watch this.
An otter from the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Because the older guys don't know any of this dumb bullshit like you pretend to know about.
After the aquarium set out this
That's why I got to have the gay guy do it like I had.
Abby is a thick girl.
Abby is a thick girl.
She is C-H-O-N-K.
She chunk.
Look at the size of this lady. Oh, Lord. She coming another internetism.
She
it's funny because old people don't know any of the stupid lingo, you know.
She's C-H-O-N-K.
She chunk.
Like, you know what it is, you dumb fag.
Trying to bond with students. He's like, you know what's always on fleek? Respect. And do it.
Nobody says on fleek anymore. Thanks for trying, though.
Is lit.
I even know that, and I hate that stupid
Check
language.
Check this out. I heard that Budweiser is partnering with a medical marijuana company to make weed-infused
marijuana.
Beer.
We're so hip if we talk about marijuana.
Like 2018.
Is this the Tonight Show via 1975? Jesus Christ. Johnny Carson got bigger last with these same jokes.
Right, Budweiser is making beer with marijuana. There's actually a name for beer that's infused with weed.
I think I can stay away from this, man. I'm trying, man. God damn.
Workout clothes made out of velvet are becoming very
popular. Oh, man. Where's my pillow?
Velvet workout clothes, or as it's known in New Jersey, formal wear.
No I should brew some coffee to get through this bit.
Whoa. Excuse me.
I can't take it anymore.
I need a velour cummerbund.
I can't take
You guys, it's almost New Year's, and since it's been such a crazy year with Trump in office, we thought we'd look back and count down his top moments from 2018. Enjoy.